Many areas of the Midwest, from Missouri to Ohio, have experienced as much as twice the normal rainfall for this time of year, and that's taking its toll on the crops. Shannon Chenoweth, the crop consultant with Fulton County FS in Illinois, says back in May, he thought the corn crop was going to be phenomenal.
Anywhere from 15 to 20 inches of rain in June has definitely taken its toll. There's a lot of areas that aren't even being seen by the farmers. They need to get up in a plane or drones to get above it. There's more damage out there than what they think, I believe. How badly, what percentage is hurt, I'm not sure yet. Soybeans have been a struggle, getting them planted, getting them up, keeping them alive. Just entirely too much water for too long.
University of Illinois Extension agronomist Emerson Nafsinger says the biggest concern going forward is the lack of root system development.
The closer we get to pollination, the slower this root regrowth is going to be and the less potential there is to recover a healthy root system on this crop. And that could come back to really hurt us later in the season, because we're going to have a crop that's not very resilient if we get periods of dry weather. A crop in the first week of August can't really start to grow its root system deeper. It doesn't have the capability to do that anymore. And if that system has been damaged, then we would expect, even if there's nitrogen and water left deeper in the soil, that it may not be able to access it and produce higher yields.
Despite the adverse conditions, National Corn Growers Association Chairman Martin Barbary of Carmi, Illinois, remains optimistic.
We feel like the crop's probably under stress more from the water than USDA has acknowledged so far, but yet I still think there's a very strong crop out there. My own farm, we've lost a couple of 300 acres to flooding of corn, but when you're standing in the corn right beside where it's flooded out, it's really beautiful. So I think we're still looking at a fairly strong corn crop this year.
And meanwhile, more rain in the forecast for this weekend. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.